Resonance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Never Kiss a Rake by Ann Stewart, performed by Exy Sands. 1869. Chapter 1. Miss Bryony Russell sat in front of the dismal fire in the tiny terrace apartment on the very edge of Whitechapel. It was a dangerous area, and well she knew it, but with the small amount of money left, the three sisters hadn't much choice. Lodgings in London weren't to be had cheaply in the 32nd year of Queen Victoria's reign. Bryony looked at her sisters and cleared her throat. "I believe there's no choice for it. We'll have to go into service." Her sisters looked at her with a mixture of interest and horror. "Service?" her youngest sister Sophia echoed faintly. "As in work? As a maid?" "What else does service mean, you silly goose?" her middle sister Madeline said. "I think it's a brilliant idea."
"I don't," Sophia said decidedly.
Bryony surveyed them impatiently.
"Not you, Sophie. You'd get fired within a fortnight. And I'm not saying you should do it either, Maddie, if you don't wish to. But the only way we're going to find out the truth about what really happened to Papa is to get inside the households of those we most suspect, and I can think of no better way."
It had all happened so swiftly. One day they were the pampered daughters of a wealthy shipping magnate. The next they were destitute, orphaned, and under a cloud of shame. Eustace Russell had been a self-made man, amassing a fortune through the shipping company that had started out a mere fledgling business and ended up being the foremost company in England and half of Europe. He'd married a great and titled beauty who'd given him three daughters. He lived life well. And 6 weeks ago, he'd supposedly embezzled a massive amount of Russell Shipping's finances and then died in a carriage accident as he raced for the continent, plunging to his death over the high cliffs on the southwest corner of England. His three daughters were finally beginning to emerge from the shock and grief that had overwhelmed them, only to find they were in social disgrace as well. Two banks had failed immediately following the discovery of their father's perfidy, setting off a financial panic that had wide-reaching effects. It was no wonder the name of Russell was viewed with scorn and mistrust nowadays. For the past 6 weeks, Bryony and her sisters had been in a fog, numbed by grief and confusion. Everything was gone. The money, their good name, their faith in their father. Their former townhouse on Curzon Street had been set on fire, presumably by Eustace to cover his tracks, and the ruined shell of it remained, mute testament to the shame that had come to their family. Even Renwick, the vast country estate in Somerset, had been taken.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?